Hi there. You are now listening to a sermon from Calvary City Church. We hope that this message blesses you, encourages you, and speaks to you. May God always reveal His goodness, mercy, and love to you. Enjoy the message.
Good morning, Calvary City Church. What a joy and a privilege for me to be here this morning sharing the Word of God together with you. I'm so happy that all of you tuned in to our online service, and I pray that God ministered to you during our praise, even during our praise and worship. I believe that the presence and the power of God is here with us in our midst this morning. And you know, wherever you are, I always do this when I preach, but I want you to do something different for me this morning. I want you to close your eyes wherever you are, and I want you to start being hopeful once again. I know, yes, MCO, a lot of things have not gone our way even as the year started, but God is still good. He's still on the throne. He still knows what's going on. He's still kind. I believe this year is going to be a year of the kindness and the favor of the Lord. So why don't you, wherever you are in your homes, I want you to begin to close your eyes and begin to feed on the faithfulness of God. Feed on the kindness of God. Come on, church, begin to think of the times that God saw you through. He is faithful and He will continue to be faithful. He will never let us down. He's a man who keeps His promises. Come on, wherever you are, I don't want you to be distracted by the person on your left or your right. I know that it's easy to get distracted at home, but this is your moment with the Lord. So can you begin to commune with the Holy Spirit? Jesus, we feed on your faithfulness and your kindness this morning, God. We thank you that you are a miracle-working God. We thank you that you are a faithful Father. We thank you that you have been faithful and you will continue to be faithful in our lives. Father, as Calvary City Church, we join our hearts together today and we say thank you for being kind and faithful to us. Your faithfulness and kindness will never let us down, God. Never let us down. We thank you that your presence is wherever we are right now, in our living rooms, our bedrooms, or we're watching on our computers or TV or phones. You're there. You're there right beside us. And today we feed on your love, your kindness, and your faithfulness. Lord, I commit myself into your hands, even as I would share your word today. I pray every word that comes out of my mouth will be from you and not from me. And Lord, we open up our hearts to receive your word today, to receive everything that you have planned to speak to us today. We are ready, God, for signs, wonders, miracles in our lives. In Jesus' precious and loving name, we ask and we pray. And the church of God said, amen. You know, church, God is a faithful God. I want you to be hopeful. I want you to keep being hopeful in the year 2021. I know we started with MCO. I know it's been 2 weeks since we've been locked in the house. Some of us working from home, others stuck in the house, mothers cooking, children running around, noisy everywhere. But you know what? Let's continue to be hopeful, because God is a God who, when He promises something, He will definitely bring it to pass. He's not about to let us down. If there's a title that I'm going to give to my message today, is that you need to start being hopeful again. It's time to hope again. That's the title of my sermon today. And I want you to be encouraged. I want you to rise up and be hopeful. Because if you thought that 2020 was a year of darkness and sadness and it was hard for you, let me just tell you, God is going to come true like you've never seen before in the year 2021. You know, 2021 started off like this, right? But can I just encourage you? God does His deepest, most powerful work in us when it's in the dark or when we are alone. You know, my dad, he likes to garden. He does gardening in the house, and he buys seeds sometimes to plant in the ground. And if you ask him this question, if you ask him, Pastor, how long does it take after you plant the seed in the ground for you to water it and for it to grow and produce fruit? He'll tell you definitely it's depending on the kind of fruit that he's going to produce. Some fruits take up to 10 years to be produced for the tree to grow and become big and strong. And before the seed comes out of the soil, it is under the ground and it is dark and it is wet and it seems like there's no hope when you see outside. But every single day you keep watering it, the sun keeps shining down on it, and one day suddenly there's a small bud of leaf, a little branch or like a little leaf that comes out of the ground. And you know that even though it took so long for it to come out, the deepest work that was done in the dark. You see, church, the reason why it takes so long for the fruit or plant to bud or come out of the soil is because its roots are beginning to take ground under the ground, under the soil. Right? And the longer it takes to bud, the deeper the roots would go and take its place. The deeper the roots are, the bigger the tree will be. So turn to your neighbor and say, don't give up hope just yet. Turn to your other neighbor, if there's someone else, and tell them God is still doing miracles in the darkness. Amen. You know, church, I want to encourage you today, and I want to tell you that God is in the business of doing miracles and signs and wonders. So if you hope and you believe and things haven't come to pass, can I tell you, 2021 is going to be a year for you. For me personally, God spoke and said, for Calvary City Church this year, there are going to be huge doors of opportunity that are going to be open. Supernatural people are going to come into people's lives so that miracles and signs and wonders can happen, breakthroughs can happen, and I believe that it's not too late for you to see the hand of God in your life. You know, church, God is a good God. So the first thing I want to encourage you with today, church, is don't give up calling on the Lord. You see, church, in Matthew chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, it says this, okay? Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet. But they shouted all the louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. You see, church, you may have gotten comfortable in your circumstance or situation. You know, it's been so long that you've seen the hand of God move in your life. It's been so long since you've seen a miracle. It's been so long since you've seen a breakthrough. But can I just encourage you that if you stop calling out to God, you're going to miss your breakthrough, church. Don't stop calling out on God, because He is the God of miracles. He is the God who's going to perform signs and wonders in your life. He is the God who's going to perform miracles. Some of us, just because it's been years and years that we've seen a miracle, we've gotten comfortable with our circumstance. And so we say, I think it's meant to be like that. Maybe I'll just settle for this pain. Or I think this is how my life is supposed to be, so I'll try to manage my circumstance. Or I'll live around it maybe. But no, this is not what God wants us to do. I believe with all of my heart that it's the last moment for you to give up hope now. Because God is about to do something. You know how they always say, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel? It may seem like now it's darkness all around you. But can I challenge you and can I encourage you? No matter what the government decides, MCO continues, goes on. And you know, we are stuck in the house working from home with all our impossibilities, no job maybe, there is a light at the end of that tunnel. So number one, I want to encourage you, don't stop calling out to Him. You see, these two blind men, they were sitting by the side of the road, and as they began to shout out to God, the people around them began to say, can you please shut up? Can you please not call Him so loud? We don't want to hear your voice. You don't disturb Him. And they said, no, we're going to call Him out even more. Because when you begin to call on the name of the Lord, He is not a God that is going to listen to you and just turn a deaf ear to you. He is a God that would turn and would say, yes, I'm here. I'm here. Your miracle is just at hand. Number one, don't stop calling out to Him. Number two, keep asking Him for what you need. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. God knows everything even before we ask Him. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have or need before you ask Him. But there is something powerful about asking. There's something powerful about asking. You know, because in Matthew chapter 7, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be open for you. You know, there's power in asking. When you begin to ask God, say, God knows you need it. He knows you need it. But when you begin to ask Him, there's an intimacy that happens. There's a communication that happens between you and your Father. And when you begin to ask Him, there's a sense of belonging. There's a sense of comfort that will come upon you. And I know, church, you get tired because you've been asking and asking and asking. But now is not the time to give up. It's not the time to let go. It's a time to continue asking. You know what the two blind men did in Matthew chapter 20, verse 32 to 33? It says, Jesus stopped and He called out to them. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. Do you think Jesus didn't see that they were blind? Do you think Jesus didn't know what they wanted? More than just healing them, Jesus wanted to have a connection with them. And they said to Him, Lord, they answered, we want our sight. When we begin to call out on the name of the Lord, when we begin to ask, there is a power of intimacy and communication that happens. So don't stop asking, church. Don't stop asking. Don't stop calling on Him, no matter how long it has been, no matter how your circumstances look like. Call out to Him and ask Him, God, I need You. I need this. I need that. Ask Him. Ask Him. You see, sometimes, church, the brokenness, the unanswered prayers in our life, God uses that to change someone else's situation. Because you don't know, church, what you're going through right now may be something that someone else needs to hear and get a breakthrough. You may be feeling pain in your body. You may be feeling discomfort wherever you are. And one day when God heals you, which is going to happen, right? Which is going to happen. It's God's will to heal everyone. When it happens, someone else may come to you and tell you, hey, I've been going through this pain for so many years. And you'll tell them, hey, you know what? I went through that as well. But you know what? I didn't give up. I kept calling out to the name of the Lord. I kept asking because when I ask, I know my Father hears me. I know He loves me so much. He will not deny me of this request of being healed. He will not stop to listen. He will listen to me. God hears when you call out to Him. Number one, keep calling out to God. Number two, don't stop asking for the things that you need. Number three, obey even if it looks ridiculous. Obey even if it looks ridiculous. Now, another story of a blind man in John chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. It says, after saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with his saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. And he said, go. Wash your eyes in a pool of Siloam. The word means sent, okay? The word Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Immediately he saw. You see, sometimes God has you in a position or circumstance and you're asking Him and you're calling out to Him. And here He says, okay, I want you to do this right now. And in your mind, you're thinking, this is the most ridiculous thing for me to do. It's not going to solve my problem. It's just going to make it worse. There's no security. There's no answers in what I'm doing. Why are you asking me to do this, God? No, don't ask Him why. Just say, Lord, because You said it, I'm going to do it. Because You said it, I'm going to obey, I'm going to believe, and I'm going to do it. A child of God knows the voice of the Father. A child knows the voice of the father, knows the voice of the mother. And when the father comes and calls out to a child, you will know. You, when you hear the voice of the father, if you have a relationship with the father, you will know that he's talking to you. In a church, I want to share a short testimony with you. in the year 2017, I think it was the end of 2017, my husband, Jeffrey, he used to work in Singapore. While we were dating, he was working in Singapore because he was supporting his family. And while he was working in Singapore, he used to go early in the morning. You know how it works. Come back late at night. He used to travel every single day. And at some point in 2017, we were going to get married at the time, and God spoke to him and said that he should leave his job in Singapore, like he should stop working in Singapore. And in that moment, for me, I was all for it, okay? Because I felt like, wow, we'll probably have more time to spend with each other. It's a good decision because we're getting married and everything. But on his mind, of course, he's a man and he thinks of the provision that he needs to provide for me, he needs to provide for his family as well. And when God spoke to Jeff and said, I think you should leave Singapore so you can come back to Malaysia and spend more time serving in the church and being together with your family and everything, Jeffrey was worried about his finances, worried about what was going to happen in the future. But he didn't question anything. He just told me one day, he said, I think I'm going to speak to my mom because God spoke to me to leave my job in Singapore and come back to Malaysia and find a good job. So I told him, I said, if God is asking you to do it, then God will provide. Because God never lets us down. He's always a provider. And he decided to leave his job in Singapore. And when he left his job in Singapore, he found a very good job here in Malaysia. And since the day that he left his job in Singapore, till today, even throughout MCO last year and even this year, God has been more than faithful in providing every single need that we need, even for our wedding, for now, for where we are. And God has provided every step of the way. And if I look back and I see God's faithfulness, even during MCO, he was doing well and the hand of God was clearly upon him. And so I was just talking to him about this today, and he said that when you take a step of faith and you begin to obey the word of God, like what God is telling you to do, when you begin to obey what God is saying, what happens is that God will never let you down. He will provide every single step of the way. He will help you. He will lead you. He will guide you. Everything will just begin to fall into the right place at the right time. And so I asked him, was it difficult for you to make the decision to leave your job in Singapore? He said, yeah, definitely. I was thinking of all the things that we need and how I need to provide. But God has been faithful every step of the way. So can I just encourage you, church? It may be a healing that you're waiting for. It may be provision. It may be financial breakthrough. It may be family restoration. And God is all about family restoration. God is all about healing. He's all about breakthrough in finances. Call out to Him. Don't stop asking. And obey even if it looks ridiculous. I want to encourage you, church. God is in the business of doing something new in 2021. So don't you dare give up yet, church. Number four, position yourself to receive a miracle or a breakthrough. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 28 to 30, it says, when he had gone indoors, the blind man came to him and asked him, and he asked them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And they said, yes, Lord. And Jesus said, let it be done unto you. And immediately their sight was restored. And Jesus warned them sternly, see that no one knows about this. You see, church, even before you receive your miracle, you need to position yourself in such a way that you have already received the miracle before you can receive it. You know what, church? As they began to believe and they saw themselves seeing, they saw the pain in their body being removed, they saw God being a provider for them, even before God began to provide for them. God is God of miracles. He's a God of signs and wonders. Can I encourage you today? Let your faith begin to rise. Because if 2020 was difficult, 2021 is going to be a year of the favor and the kindness of God. All God is looking for is your heart and my heart being surrendered to Him. In the place of darkness, in aloneness, is where God does His greatest miracle and breakthrough. So don't give up yet, church. If you're believing God for healing, if you have pain in your body, walk and live like there's no pain in your body. Walk and live like you're completely healed. Walk and live like you have the miracle in your hand. Walk and live with financial breakthrough and freedom and believe and command it to happen. Pastor Rajan always says this, picture your miracle in your mind and your spirit before you even receive it. When you wake up in the morning, picture your miracle. God, I believe. I don't have a job now, but I believe. I believe in my spirit, I already have a job. In my spirit, I'm already working. In my spirit, I'm already married. In my spirit, I already have a child. In my spirit, I'm already healed. There's no pain in my body. In my spirit, everything that I desire and want and it's a need in my life, it has happened in my spirit first. And then you begin to see God begin to do it one by one by one by one. Number one, we need to keep calling out to Him. Don't stop. Number two, keep asking. Don't stop asking. Number three, obey, even if it's ridiculous. Number four, position yourself in such a way to receive your miracle. Church, don't say 2021 started off so badly, it's going to be like this, the same as 2020. There's so much hopelessness. Don't declare hopelessness into your life. Don't declare hopelessness into your situation. You know what's the theme for 2020 for Calvary City Church? I'm telling you, God is about to do something powerful. The theme is, how can they hear if no one preaches to them? So if you and me, we would settle for hopelessness and disappointment. How are the people out there going to hear the hope of Jesus Christ? The hope that Jesus has in store for us? How are they going to hear if we give up on the plans and purposes that God has for us? Yes, look at that. How shall they hear without a preacher? That's our theme for 2020. And I want to encourage you. I know we've been in the house for 2 weeks, but let these 2 weeks or more be the moments where you have divine encounters with the love of the Father. Divine encounters with the mercy of God. Be moments where there's hope beginning to rise inside of you. Don't give up. Join us for our 7 p.m. prayer. Let's intercede. You know, God is doing something behind the scenes without us even realizing. So can I encourage you, Calvary City Church? The year just started. The year just started. It may look dark, but God is in the scenes, in the background. He's doing mighty signs and wonders. I believe in my heart, in my spirit, I'm so expectant for what God is about to do in 2021. It's going to be powerful. And once again, I prophesy and I declare 2021 is going to be a year of the favor and the kindness of God, of open doors, of miracles, and of hearts being surrendered to the Father. Wherever you are right now, I want you to stand to your feet in your homes.
Thank you for listening to this sermon. For more sermons like these, check out our website, calvary.com.my. We hope you have a blessed week ahead.